Hey guys, Rob here from the Big Red Express. Thanks for pressing the download on today's podcast. If you haven't done so already, go ahead and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. If you don't do it, you should, because it's the cool thing to do. It's the great way for us to get automatic feedback on who's listening, what you guys think. You guys can give us the 5 stars on iTunes. You guys can also rate and review on iTunes as well. If you don't have an Apple device, then heck, download the Stitcher Radio app or the TuneIn app on your Android devices, and you guys can search the Big Red Express there, and you guys can get every single episode directly downloaded to your device for no cost to you, but because of the great sponsors, the great people we have here supporting the Big Red Express. CrossFit Krypton, come and join the family. As you guys know, we've had those open recaps, and this is going to be kind of my open recap for the Big Red Express. We're going to be doing hopefully more of those Krypton update shows as we move forward into the CrossFit game season. Hopefully we'll be able to talk about the regionals and the games and stuff like that, especially since we have a lot of Kryptonians going to the regional level that we are super excited about, and we hope and we will be cheering them on along the way. So congratulations to all of you guys out there. But guys, CrossFit Krypton, come and join the family. You are always welcome. Located on West Kegman Road in Chesapeake, Virginia. They are trained and programmed by one of the fittest men on earth to ever walk the planet, Ben Smith. You guys can go follow him at the Ben Smith Blueprint on Instagram, on Facebook, and much, much more. Guys, go check them out, the Ben Smith Blueprint. And also, if you have any more information that or any more questions, just go check them out at CrossFitKrypton.com. Got to give a huge shout out to RX Pro Shop, located right across from that grass field high school. They got everything. As you guys heard last week, my sit down conversation with Jeff Jeffries, him and his wife, and I said this in the interview, but I am so thankful for Jeff and Tracy and how much they mean to the CrossFit community and how much they mean to Hampton Roads as a whole. So thank you guys so much. Go support them. RX Pro Shop on Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. And like I said, go stop in, get some protein bars, get a Red Bull, get a Fit Aid, anything and everything that you can imagine for your workout needs. They've got it. And if they don't have it, they'll help you get it for you in a speedy possible way. Got to give a huge shout out to Burrito Perdido as well, guys. The best burritos in town. Have you guys tried that new California burrito? I tried it the other day, and oh my gosh, steak, sour cream, fries in a burrito. Absolutely incredible. Go check them out. They're located on Cedar Road across from that Hardee's in that Sunoco gas station. You may think, oh, a place in a gas station? Heck no. But you know what? Heck no to you. It is the best place. They got fresh ingredients. They make their guacamole, their salsa, their hot sauce. Everything is made fresh daily using pasture-raised chicken, steak, and pork, and fresh organic veggies. Go check them out. Burrito Perdido on Facebook, on Instagram, and of course, they are on Twitter at Burrito Perdido. So guys, I can't tell you about them enough. We're going to have Blake, the owner of Burrito Perdido, on the podcast coming up soon. So I promise you will not want to miss that interview. We're going to be talking to the man, the myth, the legend, Blake from Burrito Perdido. But guys, I'm going to get right into this. The CrossFit Open has come to an end. Congratulations to Sarah Sigmund's daughter and Matthew Fraser, your 2017 CrossFit Games Open champions. Sarah, obviously last year, the third fittest woman in the world. Matt, the first time he ever won the championship was last year. He got second place to Ben Smith the year prior, but he is right on track to repeat as the fittest man on earth. I'm giving you my opinions, guys, because it was a hard year for me in terms of the Open this year. It was the first time in the 5 years that I've done the Open that I actually didn't complete the Open. I did 17.1 through 17.4. I came in the Friday after it was announced for 17.5. Started having a couple headaches here and there and was unable to physically finish the workout. And it was hard for me because I really sat down afterwards and was like, you know what, I'm super disappointed in myself. But, and I think it humbled me a lot. And it was something that was out of my control. I can't, you know, control the way that my head is feeling. And it's, of course, you don't want to mess with anything in terms of, you know, your head and headaches and things like that. So it's a thing that you have to know your body. We've talked about this numerous times on Chalk Talks and on previous episodes that if you're doing a workout and you feel uncomfortable at all, stop. It's okay to stop. And this was the first time that I think in a while that I've ever had to stop in the middle of a workout and just kind of tap out. And I thought I would be physically able to perform it on Monday or on Sunday. I just wasn't able to do it. I've come to think about this a lot. I'm not disappointed in myself. It's something that I couldn't control. It's something that I really couldn't control at all. But at the same time, it's one of those things where it gets me fired up. It gets me ready and prepared for next year. Yeah, it's a whole year away. But, and I say this every year, and I think everyone says this at the end of the Open, I'm going to do so much better than I did the last year. I want to do so much better than I did the year previously. And you know what? I'm the exact same way. I'm the exact same way. I want to get better in the next year. This past year has been tough. You know, working, you know, really from sun up to sundown some nights, from 8 a.m. to midnight, you know, a few days a week, to like three or four job changes, from quitting my job, from trying to do this full time, to a lot of things that have been going on throughout this past year that my training hasn't been as well as it has been in years prior. I'm probably less fit than I was last year. I'll be the first to admit it. I didn't do as well on 16.4 or on 17.4 as I did on 16.4 last year. I just didn't. But I think it's one of those things where I learn, you know, the more you do it, the more you learn about things, the more that you're going to go into a workout and hope that you are going to be excited about what you're doing. And I think more and more that I think about it, the more and more excited I am about this next year of training and the way that I'm going to take things a little bit more seriously. And hopefully I'm going to do better next year than I did this year. Obviously, not completing the Open this year wasn't in my plans, but you know what? I'm not the master of my plans. And that's, you know, like, I believe that God's got a purpose for me. And I don't talk about my faith much on the podcast, but I'm a firm believer that the reason I didn't complete 17.5 is because there was a reason for me not to do it. You know, like, and everything happens for a reason. And I'm a very firm believer in that. But I think it's one of those things where, you know, you look back and you're just like, you know what? What can I do that I did this past year? What can I do this year to make things different? 17.1, a very, very tough workout. And I think a lot of people will, you know, agree. I think my back was still recovering once I, you know, attempted to do 17.5. And, you know, I think that was a barn burner. You had 17.2, which was the lunges that I'm still feeling in my butt. I'm still feeling those lunges. And the third one, you know, it was those chest to bars. And it was the chest to bars and the squat snatches. It was that 8-minute time cap. Then you go up every 4 minutes until you hit the time cap or you finish the workout. And then, of course, in the fourth workout, it was the repeat of 16.4, which I've talked about numerous times. Just how, you know, I think I was 12 or 13 calories off from a year ago. So not bad. Honestly, I thought it was going to be a lot worse than that. And it was a tough workout. It wasn't any easier, than it was a year ago. I did different things that I didn't do a year ago. A year ago in 16.4, I actually did 55 singles. This year I was able to break them up into sets. Whether that helped me or hurt me, I don't know, but I felt strong enough. And to do 55 reps of 225, you know, in sets, whether they were doubles, whether they were, you know, sets of five, whatever it was, it was very cool just to see kind of the little growth. It may be a little bit, but it's something. We want to congratulate the winners of all of our giveaways over the last couple of weeks. It's been such a fun atmosphere just to be a part and to post things and to let people kind of go in. And I want to announce the winner for our 17.4. I know where it's a little bit late, guys, and I apologize. But a big, big shout to Brittany Hoover. So, Brittany Hoover, you have won yourself a free bag of Caffeine and Kilos coffee. Make sure you guys can reach out to me on Facebook or on Instagram so I can know where to send that or where to get that to you. But, Brittany, congratulations. Just let me know how you want that, and I will get that to you as soon as possible. So, Brittany, congratulations on that 17.4. Guys, we're going to be doing a lot more giveaways in the coming months, a lot of things that are going to be changing for the Big Red Express and things like that. But in terms of the Open as a whole, guys, and I'm not going to talk much about this. It's going to be a quicker episode. It's not an episode that I really want to talk about much, but the Open is over. For most, for 99% of the people out there, your CrossFit season is done until next year. For all those athletes that are out here that listen to the podcast, congratulations on advancing to the next stage of the CrossFit game season, your regionals. For a lot of people, this is their games. For a lot of people, this is an opportunity for them to get to that next level, whether it's in their career as a CrossFitter, whether it's in their hobby as a CrossFitter, whether it's in their competitive nature as a CrossFitter to get to the CrossFit Games. And for the athletes that make it to the CrossFit Games, we'll talk to you guys down the road when that happens. Good luck at regionals to all the athletes that have made it, that are going to be making it over the next couple of weeks as, you know, people declare for team and more invites get sent out. Congratulations. You made it to regionals. I wish you the best. I hope that all of you guys, as many of you guys that can, make it to the CrossFit Games. You guys listen to the podcast. And if you do listen to the podcast, let me know because we want to get you on here before your regionals and we want to interview you. And that's about it. That's what we want to do, guys. We want to get this content to you and we want to have you guys a part of the Big Red Express because you guys are obviously already a part of it listening to us week in and week out. But guys, the CrossFit Open, and I think this is where I'm going to end it. 5 weeks of hard workouts for a lot of you guys out there. How do you guys do? Take this time. Take maybe a week off if you want. I don't know how many people did the Open. Keep doing your workouts. If you need to take a mental break, hey, take a mental break. It's not the end of the world if you take a week off of CrossFit right after the CrossFit Games. If you're competitively, you're just out of it. Come back and ask yourself, set some goals for the next year. And I think for a lot of athletes, this is kind of the new year for CrossFit. After last week, after 8 o'clock on Monday struck, the new year has started. Make those New Year's resolutions for the next year, for the 2017-2018. For those that are still in the game, that are doing the qualifiers, that are doing regionals, that are going to the games, your story hasn't ended. Your CrossFit year hasn't ended. Keep it going. Keep doing what you're doing because you're an inspiration to all of us. For all you guys that are out there, write down some goals. That's right, and I'm going to do this too. Write down some goals. Keep them somewhere that's safe. Take a picture of them. Email it to yourself so it's always going to be there. Star it. Give it to your best friend and say, hey, keep this for me. Make sure that I stick with these goals. Make that accountable for you. That's what I challenge you guys. Everyone that hasn't qualified for regionals. It's a new year. Make new opportunities. Compete in one or two events this year that you didn't know you could before. Push yourself to a place that's safe for you, but that you know you're going to have a blast doing. Thank you guys so much for all the support. The 2017 CrossFit Open is officially over. Next up, we got CrossFit Regional season coming up. We are going to be doing episodes on that as they approach the weekend before and the weeks before those regionals. We're going to be previewing each and every one of those regionals right here on the Big Red Express. Make sure you guys do not miss those. Until next time, guys, until tomorrow, another edition of Chalk Talk. Please, please, please have a great day. Enjoy the weather. Hopefully it's getting nice around where you are. Hopefully the spring has sprung. Have a great day, guys. We'll talk to you soon.